Welcome back, everybody, to the Deep Dive. You know, AI is everywhere these days, right? But today, we're not just talking about robots taking over the world.
Right, we're going way deeper than that.
It's more like we're on this treasure hunt for how AI is really changing things.
Like how we work, the art we make,
Even how doctors diagnose diseases.
and the clues we're following. Industry reports, news from the Financial Times, even a robot artist at Sotheby's.
Okay, that last one is definitely intriguing. But let's start with a clue from the Financial Times. Companies are using AI, it seems, to solve skills gaps and keep employees from leaving. Sounds promising, but is it that easy?
Well, take Johnson & Johnson. They've got this AI system, right? And it rates employees on these future-ready skills.
Future-ready skill. I mean, what even I asked, can a computer really decide that?
Exactly. What skills are we talking about here? And is an algorithm the best way to measure something as human as skill?
It's like trying to, I don't know, measure someone's creativity with a ruler. And get this, this same AI is also being used to figure out which employees might be about to quit their jobs.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that feels a little Big Brother-ish, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Yep.
And what if it's biased?
Oh, absolutely. That's a huge concern. There's a lot of potential for bias in these systems.
And here's another puzzle piece. 70% of managers, they don't want their employees to move to different jobs within the company.
Really? 70%? That's a lot.
Yeah, it's from our research.
Huh. I wonder why. If AI is supposed to help people find the perfect job, shouldn't managers be encouraging these moves?
Right. It makes you think, are they just trying to protect their own teams, or is there something else going on?
Maybe they don't trust the AI's judgment, or maybe there's this underlying fear that AI is going to disrupt the whole power structure of these companies.
Yeah, who knows? Okay, so we've got AI being used to evaluate skills, predict who's going to quit, and even facilitate career moves. But at the same time, there's this resistance from the people who are supposed to be benefiting from it. It's like we're missing a piece of the puzzle here.
We definitely are.
To find it, maybe we need to look at a different clue.
Yeah, let's switch gears for a second. What about this robot artist, Idea?
Oh, yeah, the one whose paintings are being sold at Sotheby's.
Exactly.
And one of her pieces, a portrait of Alan Turing called AI God, it's estimated to sell for, get this, $180,000.
Wow. That's more than some human artists make in their entire careers.
Right.
But here's the thing. Idea uses cameras and algorithms to create her art.
So it makes you wonder, where does human creativity end and AI begin?
Right. Is it really art or just a super fancy technical trick?
It's kind of like watching a magic show.
Yeah.
You're impressed by the illusion, but you also kind of want to know how it works. But in this case, the stakes are much higher. I mean, if a machine can create art that's worth that much money, what does it mean for human artists?
Are we going to see a future where museums are filled with AI-generated art while human artists struggle to make a living? Or will AI actually inspire new forms of human creativity?
And what about the whole concept of originality?
Right. If an AI can create thousands of variations on a theme, does that make a human artist's unique vision less valuable?
These are some big questions.
Huge. It's not just about the future of art, it's about the future of human expression itself.
We've got more clues to follow. AI's impact on education, for one. But for now, let's leave you with this puzzle. Is AI a tool for artistic expression, a threat to human artists, or something else entirely?
It really makes you think, doesn't it? But AI isn't just changing the art world, it's also having a huge impact on things like, well, the energy sector, especially when it comes to solar power.
Solar power. How so?
Well, imagine being able to predict like exactly how much solar energy you're going to produce, not just like a rough estimate, but down to the kilowatt.
Wow, that would be incredible.
And that's what AI is making possible. It can analyze weather patterns, you know, historical energy use, even satellite images to tell us exactly when and where the sun's going to be shining the brightest.
So instead of just hoping for a sunny day, energy companies can actually plan ahead and make the most of their solar farms. That's pretty amazing.
Right. And it's not just about efficiency either. AI can revolutionize the entire energy grid. Imagine AI balancing supply and demand, like a conductor leading an orchestra.
Keeping everything in sync, making sure there's always enough clean energy flowing. But wait, doesn't AI use a ton of energy itself? I mean, all those massive computers and algorithms.
That's a good point. And you're right, training those AI models does take a lot of energy up front. But it's an investment, you know? The potential benefits in terms of optimizing energy systems and reducing our dependence on fossil fuels, they outweigh those initial costs.
So it's kind of like we're building a more energy efficient future, but the construction process itself is energy intensive. Okay, that makes sense. But we can't ignore the potential downsides of AI, right? Like, what about jobs?
Oh, absolutely. We've all heard those stories about robots taking over the world. And while we're not quite there yet, AI is definitely going to change the job market and in some pretty big ways.
Yeah, it's like this game of musical chairs where the music keeps changing and some of the chairs are disappearing altogether.
That's a perfect analogy. It really highlights the need for people to be adaptable, to keep learning new skills, because the jobs of tomorrow, they might not even exist today.
Right. It's not about being scared of robots. It's about learning to work with them. So let's shift gears again and talk about finance.
Ooh, yes, finance. AI is making waves in the financial world, like with JP Morgan's Index GPT. It's changing how investors approach thematic investing.
Thematic investing.
Yeah, it's basically investing in companies that are aligned with certain themes, like sustainability or artificial intelligence itself.
Oh, I see.
So instead of sticking to these old school sector classifications, Index GPT can identify emerging trends.
Oh, wow. So it's like having an AI advisor who tells you exactly where to put your money.
Exactly. But it's not just picking stocks. AI is being used to manage risk, catch fraud, and even improve customer service in banking. Remember Bank of America's Erica?
Oh, yeah, Erica. The virtual assistant that can answer millions of customer questions, like 2047.
Yep. And that's just the beginning. AI is transforming finance from loan approvals to algorithmic trading. It's a fast-paced world, and AI is how you keep up.
It sounds exciting, but also a little scary. I mean, are we heading towards a future where banks are run entirely by algorithms?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? But I don't think it's a simple yes or no answer. AI can automate a lot of tasks, but it can't replace human judgment, intuition, or creativity, at least not yet.
So it's all about finding the right balance, using AI to make us better, not replace us entirely, like having a co-pilot in the cockpit, someone who can help us navigate, but not take over the controls. It's like we've been on this whirlwind tour of the AI landscape, from robot artists to solar farms, from Wall Street algorithms to, well, maybe even robot doctors someday.
Who knows what the future holds? But speaking of healthcare, that's one area where AI could really change the game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, think about all the potential.
Right. Like in diagnostic imaging, imagine AI systems that can analyze X-rays, MRIs, CT scans.
Way faster and more accurately than any human doctor could.
Exactly. It's like having a second pair of eyes, but these eyes are powered by algorithms. They could spot tiny details, things that even the most experienced radiologist might miss.
Wow, that's incredible. And think about what that could mean for people in rural areas or places where there aren't enough specialists.
Absolutely. It could really democratize access to healthcare. And it's not just about speed and accuracy either. AI could help standardize diagnoses, reduce the variation between different doctors.
So everyone's getting the same quality of care no matter where they live. That's amazing. But what about the human touch? Will doctors become obsolete in this AI-powered future?
That's a big question, but I think it's more complicated than just, robots replacing doctors.
Yeah, it's not like AI can just step in and do everything a doctor does.
Right. AI can be a powerful tool for diagnosis, but it can't replace a doctor's judgment, their intuition, their ability to connect with patients.
It's like AI can provide the data, but the human doctor still needs to interpret it, consider the patient's individual circumstances, and ultimately make the best decision for their care.
Exactly, a partnership.
Like having a co-pilot in the cockpit.
Yeah.
But even with that partnership, there are still some big ethical questions to grapple with.
Oh, for sure.
Like, who's responsible if an AI makes a mistake? And how do we make sure that AI is used fairly so that everyone benefits, not just a select few?
These are crucial questions. We can't just blindly embrace AI without thinking about the potential consequences. But we also can't afford to ignore the incredible potential it has to improve healthcare for everyone.
It's a delicate balance.
Yeah.
But I'm hopeful that we can find a way to use AI for good, while still protecting our values and making sure healthcare stays focused on people.
I agree. And I think the key is to approach AI with a sense of curiosity, humility, and a willingness to have open and honest conversations about the challenges and opportunities that come with it.
And that's exactly what we've tried to do in this deep dive. We've explored the many sides of AI, the exciting parts, the scary parts, the practical applications, and the big philosophical questions.
We've seen how AI is impacting the way we work, the way we create, how we invest our money, power our homes, and even receive medical care.
It's a journey that's just getting started, and we're all on it together. So as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to hear from you. What insights struck a chord with you? What questions are you still pondering? What hopes and fears do you have about the future of AI?
keep exploring, keep asking those tough questions, and share your thoughts. Because the future of AI isn't something that's just happening to us, it's something we're all creating together.